Might not be on, but yep. So then that means it's on.
Okay.
And you just wait and it'll go off.
Okay.
But so that way if you're going to say something, you can just press your microphone.
Okay, okay.
They'll want you to use the microphone because they're recording for Zoom. Mm-hmm. But you can still sit back here and they'll probably catch your voice anyway. And I was kind of planning on sitting right there. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys know how to use your microphone?
Oh,
sure. Do you remember from last year? What do you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and try it. And see how it lights up here? That means it's on. And then if you let up on it, let off. Yep, it'll, that'll turn off or it'll go off.
Got it.
And actually, I think you got to turn it off.
Welcome to everybody. I want to welcome staff who stay late because of this meeting, and welcome the board members who are here, and especially welcome the self-advocates who will be talking with us today. We value your opinions a great deal, so thank you for coming. And we need a roll call, please.
All right. Dr. Lisa Liggins-Chambers, Chris Miner,
here.
Tony Nichols, Joe Omosage, Elaine Palencia, Jen Straub, Jane Sprandl,
here.
John Paul Joachim, Anne Robin, Georgiana Schuster,
here.
Kim Fisher, Susan Fowler, Leah Taylor, Molly McClay,
here.
Vicki Nicewander,
here.
We do not have a quorum, so you do not need to. Oh, Lisa Liggins is here. All right. I think we have a quorum. And you can sit wherever you want to. So I think we have a quorum. So let's approve the agenda.
Okay. So is there any citizen input before we get started this evening? Not seeing anybody moving. Do we have people online, or is it just us, looks like?
Is there any citizen input from people online? And please, if you're online, please do sign into the chat with your agency affiliation. That will help us know who was here. And folks in person, please sign in also.
Okay, well, so since we now have a quorum, I suppose, can we approve
really
the
count.
Agenda?
Yeah.
You can't really count.
I can't count.
If that's the only thing we're voting on, I think we can probably survive if it's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to approve tonight's agenda. Do we have a motion to do that?
I make a motion. Someone else have to do it.
I'll make a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
And a second, please.
I will second.
All right. And all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Let's go on to my comments are going to be brief. I made most of them in welcoming you, but just to let you know, self-advocates, and we'll be introduced to you in a moment, how much we value as a board your experiences, your opinions, and your comments that you will give us tonight and in previous sessions. So thank you for coming and spending the time to educate us a little bit. We appreciate that. Molly?
All right. My name is Molly McClay. I'm the president of the Champaign County Mental Health Board, and my comments are, I couldn't have said it any better than what you just said. Thank you so much for being here. We're really looking forward to this event.
Okay, moving on. Lynn, do you have anything?
I'm also really happy to see all of you. I some of us go way back. Last year, we did this for the first time, and it was so important to us. I don't know if you remember the discussion, but we learned a lot from you, and we used it not only to support the work that our boards are doing when they make decisions about what programs to fund, but also we used your thoughts when we were advocating and for state improvements, because we know the state of Illinois has a lot of work to do to improve the system, and also for some changes nationally. We literally quoted you all. So thank you for doing this again, because I'm sure we'll do the same thing. So thank you.
Okay. Let's move on to the actual study session. Who is going to be facilitating this? We didn't work that out the last time either. Oh, okay. Very good. Take it away. Turn your microphones on, please.
Hello, my name. Hello. I'd like to say that Welcome, everybody. is there...
Would you like me to read the questions for you?
Yes, please.
And then you guys can respond to them?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to start at the top of page 3. All right. So this one goes out to everybody. Is there someplace you'd like to go or something that you'd like to do that you haven't been able to accomplish? This is a two-part question. What kind of help would you need from providers or friends to make it happen?
Well, I would like to take day trips and travel to other places. I would like transportation to visit my friend in Mahomet. And to go, I would need staff and support and transportation. What about you?
My name is Patty Kincaid. I would like to go on a trip with my husband to have fun, go see the bears. And I work at Clover's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I work there, and I get paid good. And I have a trainer. It helps us out with money and budget our money to go on a trip.
I agree.
You agree?
I agree.
And we do best buddies, too.
Yes. I'm in best buddies, too. I'm the assistant director. Been assistant director for 18 years. Yes, sorry.
No, that's okay.
Just go ahead.
Are you done?
There you go. So this first one.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. Someplace you want to go or something you want to do.
Okay. My name is Sarah Anderson. Okay. I want to try to do, go higher world. And me go in me to higher twin way. I want to go see the Kentucky Derby, see the racehorses.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And what would you need to be able to go see the horses or go to Holiday World?
Wait, money.
Some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here.
Do you need anything else?
Like a bag. Like a suitcase or, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Or that.
Would you go by yourself or do you need anybody to help?
Well, sometimes I go all by myself.
Yep.
That one trip I did, a Walt Disney trip, I did go all by myself once. And the Hawaii trip, I go in with my new special rack once.
Cool. If you're done, you can turn that off.
Right here?
Yep.
Hello, my name is Toby Wood. When we talked as a group, a lot of people talked about wanting to be able to take vacations, travel inside the U.S. with lots of travel, as well as other members thinking about travel outside of the U.S. To do this, we might need some help financially. We also need help, you know, planning, making travel arrangements, etc. We also want someone to go with us, such as maybe an aide, to help us you know, navigate the roads or airports or something like this. You know, one thing I've always wanted to do myself, I've wanted to ride in a hot air balloon. You know. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Eric Beasley. I like to learn other languages because I worked at a Home Depot for 9.5 years. Congratulations to me. And also, I've been hearing a lot of Spanish speakings, but Spanish speakings and mostly Chinese and Japanese. The only problem is in a Home Depot, there's been less speakers that speak Spanish. So that's where I come in because I want to learn their language so I can help them out more better. But the classes are very expensive, and also, so if I go to university, they're highly expensive. You have to be there every day, so it has to be fit in my schedule, so I can learn it, and also you might get used to it, and I might get a work badge for it.
Turn red.
Practical medical things like replacing some teeth and saving money to do that, knowing where to go and getting the booking for the appointment.
Brian, is there anything you wanted to add?
Go on. One thing I like to do, be able to help with coaching your sports, and I need help getting connected to teams and learning the rules better.
Thank you. That was great. The next question, what supports do you need to make life better for you?
My job, and I hope you can hear me. My job and apartment trainers are great and help me a lot. I wouldn't want to lose any of my services, like help with job or my apartment. My job trainer helps me get all of the workshops and trainings I need for my job at the daycare where I work every day.
That's it.
Thank you.
I have a job coach. His unit, and he helped me to learn to do the cashier. And my trainer helped me do recipes and helped me out so I could learn to do the recipe. And then I helped my husband too. His name is Jim Kincaid. And he do help me. He reads the recipe for me, and I put everything together. And I work at Crow. I do arts and crafts. Yeah, and I sell my pictures and the wood I make. It was a Star Wars.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and I just did a Christmas bulb. You put it on the Christmas tree, and I paint that too. Yeah, and it's going to be a sign, and it's going to have, like, hooks where you could put your keys on to hang it on the wall.
Thank you.
The people who have home-based support appreciate it because it helps them be able to paid support workers. Other people talk about having more public benefits like SNAP and LIV HEAP. There's some report there, but is it enough?
In my partner, sometimes it gets lonely. Because we've been trying to figure out some nice, good support workers, but we've been having really bad experience for finding one of them in there because they're just here for the money. We get a lot of support workers that are just here for the money instead of showing up. We have evidence proof that one of them's been taking advantage of me and another autism. So it'll be nice to someone to talk to and understands me.
Right there.
Answer? No. Well, my Colton is, he helped us in the ambulance between the station. No, he's a good guy. And also need, he see me to clean the toilets and take out the trash. And also, I work at the Carl with somebody else, and I put the heart plates and heart containers and I went checking the trays, and I put the bowls in the dry rack, mm-hmm. and at the Carl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are you saying that you need some of these people to help you with your job and the things you need to do at home, and that makes your life better?
Yeah. Yeah, we got the staff already at our group home.
Great.
Well, why didn't they bill?
Thanks.
Yep.
If you're done, you can push the button.
All right, question 3. Could you address the way in which the agencies with whom you work support their self-advocacy?
Well, that is like a Speak Up and Speak Out program. No, we just did. Certainly we are going to meet the hotel where we have speak up areas that are the disability people there. And certainly we do some activities or at some certainly stuff there, and we are playing like games or that, or also that.
Is that good?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead.
Thank you. They listen to me when I ask for things or share my goals. I'm on the Best Buddy Board at the U of I and represent the special need buddies. I like speaking at meetings and for Best Buddies.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
We've done advocacy projects for HRA, because we've done this, and also the university projects, and even Carl. So we've been very successful so far, and I like to do those things. I'm always everywhere in the presentations, even here. I've always helped the staff's interviews and community choices. I read the resumes first, and also gain a sense of what the communication is like in person. I don't write the same questions twice, so don't even think about it.
We do surveys for community choices. We give feedback on what is helpful, what isn't, what programs we want more of, and what could be better. I've worked with the Queen's University Project, where I interview other members about their lives. Agency supports at community choices and supports they get from their family and friends.
I like the things we do for self-advocacy. I like giving presentations. We're encouraged to share our experiences and community choices. Staff help us put down our words so we can remember what we want to share. Thank you.
Thank you. Question 4. Does the current independent service coordination from the state, that's Prairie Land now, do they provide a backup if support is needed? And this one's kind of tough, so if you're not sure, that's okay.
There we go. Everyone we talked to... Everyone we've talked to that has a state ISC either hasn't met their ISC or it took a really long time to meet them. So we're not really sure what you mean by backup or support, because we haven't gotten much support at all, really. Thank you.
I am not sure. I don't have a relationship with state ISC, but I work with Mary at RPC.
All right, question 5. This one's another tough one. If you need assistance around guardianship, are you able to access support from the state or maybe someone that helps you from DSC or Community Choices to begin the process to change or acquire an adult guardian?
My mom is my guardian, and my sister will be later on. It's all right with me, of course, because there's no one else to turn to, of course. So I haven't had a deal yet with finding a guardian.
I can do things for myself. My family helps me. I might need my family to help me with my money or with my health.
Well, I am my old guardian. Once, I'm glad I be my old guardian. I do stuff around the house, like clean and take care of the garden. And then doing the kitchen chores or clean the table at our house. And also I clean our bathrooms. No.
What about for things like with your money and your health? Do you feel like you would ever need a guardian to help you with that?
No. I am my own guardian to take care of my own money once. Me and Steph will give out the checkbooks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sign how much we want. Mm-hmm. And all of that. And, yep.
Thank you. Questions? Oh, did you want to go?
No.
Are you sure? Okay. Question six. Another tough one. You guys are doing great, though. How comfortable are you regarding the future and long-term planning for your needs if you survive your parents or siblings? And do you have any social support to step in?
Well, my siblings would help me when my parents can't. And my sister and brother would make sure I'm okay.
Yes and no. I will accept them as my sister as a guardianship when my parent mother might pass that passes away. But no, because unfortunately no, because every time I read a document on the paper when it comes in mail, I only read the paragraph, but most of the words I can't even understand it. Like complicated words I don't understand, I had to look up a dictionary. So it does lose your touch when you're in high school.
I'll go.
There you go. You're on.
Someone else we talked with said I would be a little concerned financially. Everything costs a lot and keep rising. I don't know what would happen to being able to support myself with rent, utilities, and food. I don't know what would happen if I wasn't from an agency. Things are complicated with family. I would need someone outside of the family to talk to and help with things. Sometimes you need extra support from Megan C. and from friends.
It seems terrifying.
Is it off?
To me, but I will get through the crisis when it happens. It seems hard at that time, but I've talked with my family about it. Thank you.
I really don't want to think about it. I live with my sister, and my mom is my repy, and just thinking about them not being in my life makes me feel ick.
Where I go?
All right, question seven. Of the resources funded by the Champaign County Developmental Disabilities Board and the Champaign County Mental Health Board, which do you feel have benefited you or others the most?
DSD staff helped me with transportation, banking, relationships with coworkers, online training. I couldn't keep my job without help from them, especially the trainings.
Job coaches for Employment Elite Program. I think a lot of people need help finding jobs they are able to do and like.
Next. Transportation is very important. I live near Tolono, and being able to have rides to and from events or places is helpful. Thank you.
My work in the union pay for this. I work at the ailment place with Colton. He see me do a good job on the ailment place, clean the toilets and take out the trash. And I work at the cargo. I work at the dishwasher area, and I pick up the plates and the plastic. I put them away. No, and now so and I don't like, and I am. Do so. Help with the plates and the ordinary stuff like that. And
so your work is important to you.
Yeah.
And they help make it so that you can do those jobs.
Right? Yep.
Okay.
Great. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you. Question 8. What programs or other items would you like to see the Champaign County Developmental Disabilities Board or the Champaign County Mental Health Board fund in the future?
I would like more transportation in the town and options, especially outside of Champaign, Urbana, and money for support to take trips with me, for the staff to take trips with me.
Okay. There are programs and funding, correct? For helping people meet their basic needs. But sometimes people are still falling through the cracks because there is not enough money because qualifying criteria is still too narrow. Thank you.
Paying for tickets or expenses to fund things that are happening in our community like sports, concerts, and arts, or take vacations.
To be honest with you, they'll be support workers by helping find the right support workers for help with the disabilities. So that kind of has experience for disabilities or other capabilities of medical reasons.
Or did they already move on to another question?
You can still answer that question if you want.
Membership fees at community groups like Makerspace or gyms and studios.
Yoga makes me feel better. I wish there were yoga classes for us. I like music, playing guitar, and talking with my friends, sleeping in. Sounds like a teenager, I know. Being with family and going to Best Buddies makes me feel happy.
I'm regarding myself and my husband. And we live in an apartment by ourselves.
They can't hear you.
Yes, they can. But we have a dog that lives with us. And Saint Sydney is our dog. And we're learning to train her to get along with other dogs and be good with other people. And we have our own garden in the yard. And we go put gardening together, but I do all the work, and I do the cleaning around the apartment, and my husband just do the garbage, and that's it. Then he watch football. But and sometimes I go out and I ride the city bus to get to work, and then come home, too.
Okay, I wasn't really sure what you meant by this question. What makes me better? Medicine, my pet cat, you know, having fun. Thank you. Thank you. I think we're on question 10 now. What matters to you most and why?
Okay, how do we celebrate the special Olympics the most? And I do some gardening. I play volleyball, I play basketball. And I playing track and field with the Special Olympics. And also, I am do some gardening. Then take out those stumps. And I then growing my melons, nuts, and I clean up, and I watch some of my favorite TV shows, and also that, cartoon ones and the anime ones and the history ones and also that. No, and I really like working with Corden and with Perry Mays and Carl. No.
Well, my family and friends matter to me a lot. I have nieces and nephews. My job is really important, too. I love what I do. I've worked in childcare for 18 years.
Well, making sure that I have some place to stay, that I live in nearby where I work and other sources. Besides, they're very hard to find a job around Illinois because they're so narrow. They just take one look at you and all of a sudden they just kick you out. And also, may I point this out on what makes you better? No offense or anything like that, but this question sounds like it's a little bit selfish. In my part, because it's like you're saying I'm better than you, I'm more better than you, and that's what it sounds like to me on this one, to point out to you guys.
Our family and friends, pets if we have them.
Feeling safe in the community and having access to the creative places where we can do our crafting outside of the house.
Okay, thank you. The next question. We're almost to the end. You guys are doing so well. Who helps you the most and why? Oh, not most and why. Who helps you the most and how? Sorry.
Mostly like my staff help me. They do some cooking and they give us some medicine and they go in the stores get our shopping done and they take us some places Walmart and they take us to McDonald's or take us to me boning. Huh? Yeah. Huh?
If you're done, you can turn it.
My mom and dad help me the most. They help me with the money. They help me keep or stay organized and help me with the grocery shopping. They take me shopping in fun places. They give me tools like charts and reminders to help me do more on my own.
For some of us, our parents and the siblings help us the most. They help us financially and they getting to the place we need to go in everyday life. Because it's getting a little bit crowded, a little bit. Because my mother tried to sell the house because it was so rugged. And my grandpa, since he lost grandma 2 years ago, and also we brought him in. We brought him in, and so we lived all three of us together, all under one roof.
There we go. Our PSWs also help us, and so do agencies like Community Choices. They help us with things like managing our waiver funding and Social Security and maintaining other benefits we might have, like SNAP or LIHEAP. Thank you.
Thank you. The last question we have written down is, what support or services are you missing that you may have had in the past? Or, I'm going to throw this out there, that you may want in the future.
I miss some of the trips that Special Rec would organize. I really appreciate the help and getting to know such nice people on the board.
Thank you guys so much. Oh, go ahead, Sarah.
Thank you, Mindy.
How we miss my trips with you, Special Rec, too, and how we missing the extraordinary hobbies activities, and I do want to go on a trip on those guys with someday with those guys too. And I am getting a scholarship, and I do mean. Missing going on me airplanes and all that. And I did missing I did take a trip. I did go on an MTD once. I got my first MTD pass. No.
Thank you all so much for this valuable information. Do any of you have any questions for any members of the boards or anything else that you guys want to share? Or would you be open to any questions if board members have questions for you guys?
Do any board members have questions?
All right. Okay, so thank you so much for coming. So I'm going to be a little selfish here and make it a little bit about me. So I have a sister who is almost 43, and we are facing some challenges of the future and the fact that she currently lives with my dad. And I'm trying to plan for the future. And so when you guys were talking about guardianship and you guys having the choices and all that, it just hit me in the heart. Because I have to remember, even though I love her so much and I'm trying to protect her, she needs to make the decisions. So thank you for reminding me that she is still capable of standing up for what she needs and wants and stuff like that. So I really appreciate you guys being, you know, very honest and vulnerable about that, because I don't want to overstep showing my love and advocacy for her, because I'm telling you, I just filled out her disability paperwork and SSI, and that is a mountain. So thank you for that. I took a lot of notes, so I'm going to condense it down to two things, and this might be something that, like, Becca and some of the other staff, even our mental health and disability staff can help with. So you mentioned best buddies. So I'd like to know a little bit more about that. It seems like you guys really would benefit from having more like community volunteers or people who kind of want to be your friend, even if it's just to go have a Dr. Pepper together or maybe travel or go to a ball game or something like that. So I'm kind of curious as how, because I'm a problem solver. So how can I help others help you guys find some volunteers or something so we can get some of that interaction for you guys? And then we also talked about trips. I love to travel, but it costs money, and I recognize that. And so I don't know if one of the barriers that some of our individuals are facing is because I know they can only have so much money in an account at a time. So is that something that, like, can there be a general fund where people can help contribute money, fundraise, whatever, so that a group of wonderful people can go on some trips? And you kind of had mentioned a little bit about special rec. And so I don't know if that's still going or what's going on there. So I will be quiet and let you guys touch base. And again, anyone can email me with more information or catch me after the meeting. Thank you so much.
Youth Special Rec is still going, guys.
Yes.
Yeah. And they got some water programs there, too. Yeah. Why?
Is that Champaign Park District, or who runs that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Champaign Park District. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Would you like to know more about Best Buddies?
I would.
I would love to tell you.
Yeah.
Best Buddies, I'm the assistant director of Best Buddies. And I've been in it for 18 years. And it's a great program. And I love it dearly. And it helps one-on-one. Like, Sarah was in it for a while. She's in it. She's in
And my husband, too.
Yes.
And he goes to Best Buddies.
And we have so much fun together.
And we go out to eat with our best buddies.
Yes, and it means a one-on-one monthly with it. They're college. You pretend you're in college. You're not, but I always pretend I'm in college, even though I'm 47, but there you go. All right, go ahead.
So who can be part of Best Buddies?
Anybody can be part of Best Buddies, actually. Little kids, teenagers, young...
Adults?
Young adults, yeah. Yes, and I love it dearly.
So do you have, like, a Facebook page, a website? How can we get more info?
We have a Facebook page. I'm Best Buddies, and you can see a picture of me on it, of course. And all my other of my board too. And his name is Brandon. And Josie was my best buddy, but she's graduating early. But I've had so many best buddies over the years. I still keep in touch with them. And one even has a baby, best buddy baby. So, I keep in touch with all of them.
Well, hello. I'm Lisa. I have a couple of things. Number one, we have to talk about anime. I just saw a new anime on Netflix, but we can talk about that afterward. We have to talk about Best Buddy because I feel like I would like to have a Best Buddy. I need a Christmas ornament. We need to talk about the dogs and especially the cats. So I have a lot, and I do have something to ask you later on, okay, because you mentioned something that I do want to ask you about later on. Yoga should be easy. I'm not sure what's going on, but I would love... Well, it should be easy for you to access, and I want to try to talk to you about that as well. Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. Educate me. For question 9, when I see an SW, my brain automatically goes to social worker, and I am pretty sure that PSW has nothing to do with social workers. Can you all tell me what that acronym means, please?
What was it?
PSW means personal support or personal service worker.
Thank you, Toby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are there other questions for the group?
Hello, everybody. My name's Chris. I heard a lot of concern about transportation. How is transportation within Champaign-Urbana? I think somebody was in Tolono in that area. I know that can be problematic. But inside Champaign-Urbana, how do you feel it is?
I have a friend who's who lives in Mahomet. And I don't drive, so it's hard to get place to place. And I know my parents are doubly sweet.
Is that them back there?
Yes. And I love them dearly, and they really, really helped me through this. And get me through everything, especially DSC. So, I just wanted to say, I love you, Dad. I love you, Mom.
Answer that, yeah.
Okay. We have, like, DSC vehicles, notoriously, help us get around, I have, like, a group home van, to get around, and our staff drive it, we have the buses, and we have our, like, vans at Clark Row, and we have some like taking the bus for Clark Road to other places, You want to say something about TNT?
You said it all. I don't need to say it.
Do you have something too?
Yeah. Truth be told, on transportation, so far we're fine. Myself has been fine, but truth is, my mother has to use a car all the time. I know my grandpa used to drive, but also he just got a surgery for that one, and so he can't. So the doctor said he can't drive anymore because of the concussion he had. So I think we need more transportation. Not only myself, but also my grandfather. Kind of like help around. Help around, just in case Mama passes away by accident, or Of course, myself, I can't even get on time on the bus for the morning when I go to Home Depot. Like, really early in the morning. Yeah.
Ed, while you're striking, I just wanted to, again, thank you for sticking up and saying you didn't like that question. Never be afraid to stand up and exert yourself and say, that's bogus. Thank you so much for that. And also, with all the organizations we work with, I can't believe we can't find somebody to partner with to actually get Spanish courses. I can't guarantee anything, but we have enough connections. We should be able to do that. Kentucky Derby and Bears games? I'd love to. I want to go myself. So I can't make any promises there. But yeah, so on that, I'll pass it along if anyone else wants to speak.
My name is Joe, and I...
Hi, Joe.
Hi. And I know 35 years ago when I worked at DSC, we took a group. I was a part of a group, but we took a group to Florida. I'm getting a little emotional because one of the guys is in hospice right now. And it can happen. It did used to happen. I don't know where the resources went, but some of those things are still available, and we just have to find a will to make sure it happens again.
Thank you.
Because talking about Bears games, we went to the Pacers games. I mean, went to Indianapolis for a Pacers game. We did quite a few different things in the late 80s and early 90s. And I know the resources are there somewhere. I've known Toby ever since he was a 10-year-old. Or something like that. So,
who is it? So
we can seem to find the resources. I just stopped at DSC, and if any one of you guys are out there, I'll come there and teach you a yoga class or a fitness class. You used to come to my fitness class way back in the day.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's accessible. And I see some of you guys come to the YMCA. We can make a special class for that also. I'll be willing to do a special class if need be.
Are there any other questions? I want to give the family members an opportunity to talk too if they have anything they'd like to say, or the staff that are here.
Actually, Tiffany has something that she wanted to say regarding
awesome.
Transportation.
Thanks, Tiffany.
But she told me what she wanted me to say. Tiffany takes the bus downtown, MTD, and she said that...
Your mic is off.
Again, stay on. There we go. Okay, so Tiffany takes the bus, the MTD bus around town, and she's, correct me if I'm wrong at any point, she said that, like, transportation for her is pretty good, and it gets her to the places that she wants to go, but when the weather is bad, or if the bus is running late, then she's late. And then she said that... which is one of the reasons she appreciates the transportation program through Community Choices, because it's door to door. And so as long as she plans ahead a little bit, then she can schedule her rides and not have to hang out in the cold or hang out in the rain waiting for the bus. But when the weather is optimal, mm-hmm. she's able to get where she needs to go pretty much in town on the bus. Good? Okay.
Great insight.
So any other comments from self-advocates or from staff or family members? We'd love to hear from you. Come on up to the microphone.
While you're coming up, I have a question. And I might be asking on someone else's behalf, but do you have any more of your Star Wars pieces for sale? And if you do, how could a person buy one or more of those?
We get prices for it.
Okay.
And we have AJ. He gives me choice with the price of the pictures and all that. And I just draw a picture of the city bus, and it was a MT bus. And it's a accordion bus. And I draw that too. And I'm going to put that in the picture frame. And then I got more Star Wars pictures, and we're going to put it in the frame. And it'll be at the Crow. And we sell soap and art. We're going to have little ornaments, and it's going to have Star Wars on it and everything. And then snowmen.
Can you say kind of where the Crow is? Like, is it convenient?
No, it's in Champaign. It's right where you go towards the police station. And it's right where the bus, anti-bus plays. And there's a bridge you go to. And then there's another building. It's Crosses. We take our picture and they pick what a good picture you got, and you get a ribbon for it. And it's right close to Crow and all that.
When is this going to happen?
We don't really sure, but she'll find out what day it will be on there. And we always have the opening coming in to people come in. And they look at our pictures, and we just make a crocodile, I make, and then I make a snake with bottles. And we put the string through it.
Oh, now I get ya.
Yeah, and yeah. I put feathers on it and all that. But the crocodile, I glue it together and I put the tail on it and the mouth.
You have great talent.
Now, will you be at the Disabilities Expo as one of our art vendors by chance? Okay, so it's going to be a race to her table, it sounds like.
Yeah. Not if I get to the Crow 110 at 110 East University Avenue in Champaign. I'm a Star Wars nerd, I think. Lynn knew that.
I just want to say to all of you over here that I was the one that asked first, remember? So, remember me.
I'll get the crocodile
over
then.
Over them.
I make the orders with AJ, and he always be there helping me out. And then he tells me what price I want to put on the stuff. And then we always set the table up where the pictures are and all the we do craft. And we're just gonna make another picture. It's gonna be a Pac-Man. And I'm helping my friend, is Scotty, and he can't really make the picture, and I'm doing it for him.
Oh, nice. I know Scotty.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scotty's really nice.
And I'm going to draw it for him, the face on it and the little ghosts around it.
And that one is already spoken for because Patty told me about it. I love Pac-Man, so sorry, can't have that one. I'm Kelly. I work at DSC, and I just, yes, there will be some artists at the expo, but also there will be a holiday open house that's open to the public, and I believe it's going to be the first Sunday in December, I believe. But we will definitely get more information to both boards about that. There's also an online store for soaps and candles and things, so you can look that up through the DSC website. So just wanted to add that in there.
The best buddy first matching party is Sunday. It's on the 29th, and it's from 11 to 12. 11 to 12 is the best buddy matching party. If anybody would like to go and support and everything, thanks. Love you guys.
Okay, Deb, why don't you go ahead?
I was just going to say...
Oh, turn your mic back on.
There. Is it on now?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to say, as a parent who's lived long life here in Champaign County and had my son here in county, we have had access to both of these wonderful agencies. Over the years, they have provided us with different and varied and many things, and we continue to do day programming through DSC, which is an amazing part of how, for instance, my son feels very validated in his life, and he's able to handle the type of work and type of, you know, that's there for him, you know, on a daily basis. So I think it's very important that in today's world, when we're not seeing day programming exist as it once did, that it's very important to some families that it does exist. Okay. The second thing I wanted to say is regarding the transportation program that you fund through Community Choices. We live rural. We live out in the country. We live 20 miles from town. And my son does some driving, but he does not do the driving it takes to go do the fun stuff, to go do the stuff in life that he wants to do. So with serving all of the county, all of Champaign County, not just Champaign-Urbana, it has allowed him to feel independent. He enjoys seeing who's coming to get him. He feels like he has a life of his own. So I just wanted to tell you emotionally, obviously, how much it has all meant to us.
Thank you.
That was so nice to hear. Thank you for sharing your emotions and your opinions about what you think assisted you and your son over the years. I don't get to hear that too often from parents of adult, I don't want to say parents of adult children, but I tend to think that my grown child is still my child, and that's the problem. So, yeah, but I really felt that in my heart, and I just want to share that with you. Thank you.
Well, should we move on to successes and other agency information?
Sure.
Okay. Why don't we move on to successes and other agency information? And if you guys want to pipe in on any of this, please feel free. You got nothing?
Nope. Quiet on the Zoom, too.
Quiet on the Zoom. Okay. Well, it was enlightening to be a part of this, for sure. Really appreciate all of the input and your courage in coming to talk to us, because that's not an easy thing to do either. There are a lot of people I know who don't like to have those microphones in front of them, but you are doing a great service to everybody in Champaign County who has the same kind of needs that you all do. And we all want better lives for you and for other people with disabilities in our county and in the state of Illinois. So thank you for what you've done. And keep on talking. Let people know what you want, what you need, and, you know, what's going to make a better life for you, because that's important. Thank you very much. Okay, so I guess we're beyond successes and other agency information. That's not anything that anybody... Are there any board announcements tonight? No? All right, then. I guess then we are adjourned at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's always good to do this kind of thing.
I think last year, before we were at all our meetings, I felt like that too.
It's made a big difference. That first meeting made all the difference, really.
Everything you want, we can identify with.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is kind of like, that is where we should all be at.
Yeah. The real answer is, for a person with a disability who gets services, what do you want your life to be like? You want it to be like anybody else's life.
And you ask me about the future. I don't have anything to say about the future. I don't want to think about it.
Thank you for participating.